go Christmas light. I thought we would not be too heavy today. I thought maybe it'd be a time that we can enjoy the fellowship of one another and enjoy the worship we have together. What a blessing it is to see you. Would you pray with me as we go into our message for today? Father, we thank you for this privilege to speak words of life once again. And during this holiday season, it's more appropriate than ever to give praise and honor to you. May that come out today in the message. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of my message for this afternoon is the G-O-A-T. The G-O-A-T. Then the angel Gabriel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." He will be great. I want to focus on those words. He will be great. The hope of every mother. But the Son of the Highest, reign over the house of Jacob, and his kingdom there will be no end? Sounds a little far-fetched. Mary, a teen, pledged to marry Joseph, a virgin, would give birth to the Son of God? What faith we must have when we look at this story. He will be great. Great like Herod? I'm intrigued by those words. He will be great. You notice in those words, Mary, you remember Mary was favored by God? But the angel Gabriel is saying that Mary, you're all right, but God is great. He will be great. God is great. And we favor Mary, and we recognize her role, but we worship God, and we revere and love our Savior of the world. Amen?
Amen.
I was looking up titles of those who carry the great on their name. And I could only come up with a couple without looking it up. Everybody knows Alexander the Great. And we are familiar with Peter the Great, the Tsar of 17th century Russia. Most of us know that name. So I had to look up the rest of them. And you can go to Wikipedia or all those places and find people with the title Great. Antiochus the Great. I didn't know he had great on him, but I found Antiochus the Great. Pompey, the Roman general, had great on his name. And Darius the Great, most of us are familiar, that know Daniel are familiar with him. All of us know of Herod the Great and Catherine the Great. And you can go on and look at Wikipedia, you'll see a lot of people with great. And what I was trying to figure out, now what was common with all of these individuals that they put the title great to? You know what I found out? That they all conquered something. He shall be great. The baby born of a teen mother, impossible, you would say. Would any of you know what G-O-A-T stands for? Okay, I figured some of the contemporaries would know that. The greatest of all time. There's a website that has compiled a list as voted by the individuals who went to their site, sharing who they thought was the greatest of all time. I'd like to give you the list, not in order, but I'll just give you the names that were brought up. This particular site said Winston Churchill, Julius Caesar, FDR, Napoleon Bonaparte, George Washington, Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, Abraham Lincoln. Now, this is this particular site, all right? I'm not asking you to agree with them. Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr., Mahatma Gandhi, Fidel Castro, and Nelson Mandela. But, you know, when you go on those sites, they usually have places for comments. Well, an argument broke out in the comment section. Because there were no women on the list, and the biggest argument was there was no who on the list. No Jesus on the list. You ever want a lively discussion? Compile your own list of the greatest of all time. Sports has been doing that for a number of years. I've been kind of following them. And most of us know that Muhammad Ali said that he was the greatest. Most of us would agree that Tom Brady is probably the greatest football player of all time. Most would agree that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. You go with generals, General Douglas MacArthur, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, you can compile your own list. And I know I'll get some dirty looks after the sermon here. Okay, for some of them, I would get no argument. But Mary's baby? The greatest of all time? Let me give you some attributes of those who move in the realm of great. See what you think. First of all, those who consider themselves great are usually crunch time people. What did I say, everybody? Oh, say it like you mean it. They're what, everybody?
Crunch time.
Crunch time people. You can count on them. And what I've discovered with those who are moving in the realm of great, they always make those around them better. They're the person that you want on the floor. They're the individuals you want around when the tough When the going really gets tough, you want them around. They are crunch time people. You know them. Not only are they crunch time people, but they attract followers. They attract followers. Iron does sharpen iron. They somehow sow into the lives of others. And they know how to develop an inner circle of people who they can count on. Their own crunch time people. And if you ever pastor church, you know you have to have those kinds of people. Am I right, Pastor Jamie? You got to have them. You have to know who to call on. Not only are they crunch time people and they attract followers, but they lead by example. They lead by example. I said the first one was what, everybody? Oh, you didn't get that. The first one was what, everybody? Crunch time people. The second one was what, everybody? They attract followers. And the third one, they lead by example. They are someone who walks in confidence. They know who they are. People seem to be drawn to leaders like this. They are individuals who have something that they need for themselves. They lead by example. But those must be individuals that are strong enough in the knowledge of who they are that they hold fast to the vision that they have. You want to make sure that the individual who leads keeps the vision. Hey, amen? Oh, I hope you're following me. I hope you're following me. And somehow, you know, even your critics know when you're blessed. My hero is Joseph in the Bible. You just can't hold them back. What I'd like to declare, I said we could keep this Christmas light, that there's only one who is the greatest of all time. And that's Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the greatest of all time. Man thinks he's all that, but Jesus is the greatest of all time. Children, who's the greatest of all time? Oh, come on. Have we got any children out here? Children, who are the greatest of all time? I want you to get this. Come on, I'm going to ask you again. Children, who is the greatest of all time?
Jesus.
Oh, come on. I don't want you to forget that during this season of the year. Just in case whatever is under the tree is not exactly what you want, I want you to say, Jesus is the greatest of all time. If you have Jesus, you have what you need under the tree.
Amen.
Jesus is the greatest of all time. You remember the account in Daniel chapter 2 when Nebuchadnezzar had a dream? God showed him a dream of this great image with all gold, silver, and brass, and part iron, and iron, and part iron, and part clay. And you know the story. It represented the kingdoms down to the end of time. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't happy with this. You know the story. He decided that he would make a statue of all gold representing himself. Mistake. And then he went out and says, isn't it the great Babylon that I've built? And after 7 years of crawling on his knees like a wild animal, this is what Nebuchadnezzar had to say. I lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. He knew who the greatest of all time is. He's the I am that I am. Exodus 3 and verse 14. He is the self-existent one. He's the creator in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. His affirmation is that he antedates everything he created. You see, he is before all things, Colossians 1 and verse 17. We make timepieces, but God sets time. God holds time. God blesses time to seventh day. God creates eternity.
Amen.
We get excited over the slam dunk contest, but God hangs the stars in place. He's the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity. According to Psalm 90 and verse 2 through 4, his existence is ageless. He is a past, present, and future. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 and verse 8. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God. Who's the greatest of all time?
Jesus.
Who's the greatest of all time?
Jesus.
Jesus. Man shoots a Tesla into space and thinks he's doing something. God is the creator of Orion and the Pleiades. The Hubble telescope views stars. But Psalm 147 and verse 4 says that God counts the number of the stars and calls them by name. God is holy, according to Isaiah 6 and verses 1 through 3. He's omniscient and omnipresent and omnipotent and immortal, who lives in unapproachable light, according to 1 Timothy 6 and verse 16. And I like what my favorite writer has to say about Jesus. It's in the book Desire of Ages. In Christ is life original, unborrowed, underived. My God, the greatest of all time. And he loves me, and he loves you. There's no one like him. He gives mercy and grace, according to Ephesians 2 and verse 8. And I don't deserve it, but he's so long-suffering toward me. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. What a journey of faith. He will be great, Angel Gabriel said to Mary. You know why we have such a hard time, though, putting our heads around this? I think it's because of our posture toward God. He is our friend, but he's also the great I am. He's not our little buddy. I think sometimes we treat God like that, especially when we... Well, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to leave that alone. Especially when we're eating where we shouldn't be eating, running around, hopping on things we shouldn't be hopping on. We show very little respect toward him when we do that. I don't want you to ever forget the greatest of all time is who, everybody?
Jesus.
We can't forget that. But you know something? I say those words, but you have to say God is the greatest of all time. This is where the rubber meets the road, when things are not going so well. Can you say God is the greatest of all time? When the doctor told you something that's not so good, things have not been going so well, victories are hard to find for you, can you say then that he's the greatest of all time? If you can say it then, you're where you're supposed to be. And especially in this world, especially what's going on around the world, can't you see it? I probably said this before when I passed it here, but things look different now. The world's famous violinist, Joshua Bell, as a child, he would stretch rubber bands to his dresser drawers and play classical tunes on his rubber bands, adjusted them by pushing his drawers in and out. Joshua grew up, and they tried an experiment in Washington, D.C., in the metro station to see if people would pay attention to a once-in-a-lifetime concert. Bell brought his 1913 Stradivarius violin worth millions. And he played six of his most beautiful songs he had in his repertoire. Picture this, the world's greatest violinist playing the world's greatest music on the world's greatest instruments. Thousands walked by. Children tugged at their parents to stop, but the parents were in a hurry. One person did stop and gave Joshua Bell a $20 tip, but didn't stay to hear and proceeded on. The master was playing, but listening is optional. We are about to see our Lord return, and the world is not listening. You know why I believe God is the greatest of all time? Because I only know one person, one day, that could help me see my mother and my father once again. He's the only one that says in the Bible in John 11, I am the resurrection and the life. And when some of the most important people in your life have been taken away from you, you want to know that you can see them again. Only one person stands able to provide that for us. No one else. Two weeks ago, I did my 3.5 mile walk with my wife the day before. I've been eating right and things have been going well. Woke up the next day, we were going to the clinic to a lab to get some blood work because we'd been to the doctor a few weeks earlier. I hopped out of the shower and something happened. My right hand and my right arm went numb. My right side of my face went numb. I didn't tell my wife right away. I went and lay down in the bed. And I called my wife and I told her, get me an aspirin. And she got me an aspirin, and I told her what was wrong. And so we took a few minutes to figure out what we would do. And she took me to the emergency room and found out that I had a stroke. No warning. I felt good. Up until that point, I'm healthy. I've never stopped walking and running since I left the military 20 years ago. But all of a sudden, just like that, I talked to Pastor Sam and let him know what happened to me, but I said, well, don't tell anybody. I said, I don't want anybody worrying, and I don't want you feeling sorry for me while I'm preaching. It needs to stand on its own. So I told Pastor Sam if I was functional that I'd be here today. And in the light of what I was preaching, that he's the greatest of all time, how, if I was upright, How could I not come today and speak to you? Some of you out there now, you have, all I had to worry about was a stroke. Some of you have been through a whole lot more than that. I know that's the case. I said, Lord, I will not be silenced that easy. Amen. Will not stop me from letting them know that you are the greatest of all time. Amen. And you know something, as I conclude, can I be honest so I can help you theologians? I do not do justice by calling Jesus the greatest of all time. He is so much more. I want you to know that I know that. In fact, of all the titles that he has, the Alpha and the Omega, the bright and morning star, and I can go through all of them. And I need to get the list and go through them. That doesn't do justice to who God is. And if you ever get into a problem that you cannot solve, you have access to more than the greatest of all time. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first, 2 weeks ago, showed me how much he loved. I want to thank my wife and my daughter and son-in-law and family and Lois and the family. They immediately drove to Arizona to see if I was upright. And I was. That's a hallelujah. Somebody said hallelujah. That's a hallelujah. And I'm all right. Okay? Just want to let you know I'm all right. I probably won't feel you shaking my right hand, but that's okay. It could have been a lot worse. I always tease my wife. I said, I don't want to be riding around Walmart in one of them little carts. Oh, help me, Jesus. So the Lord spared me. He knew how much I could bear. So here I am, Christmas 2018, the holiday season. I'm upright, thanks to Jesus. Amen? That's why I say he's the greatest of all time and so much more. Do you love him?
Amen.
Will you serve him?
Amen.
Would you stand for him? I'd like to invite you to stand. Would you stand for him? Would you give a hallelujah to the greatest of all time?
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Fallbrook. Let's pray. Our loving Father in heaven, what a great God you are. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I don't know how we made it through the year 2018 this far without you. Oh, you protected us. Oh, Lord, you've shielded us. And we have to admit, Lord, for some of us, some of the darts hit us. But we're not out. We're not down and out. Amen. We have so much to be grateful for. Lord, bless this church. Bless the leadership of this church. Bless the leadership that has been there during the crunch time. Bless the leadership, Lord, that has had individuals be attracted to their love for Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the leadership by example that happens here. And Lord, most of all, may we never forget that we have the greatest God that anyone could ever have, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this season of the year. We thank you for this witness. In Jesus' name, amen.